Bush and Richie here with your Daily Takeaway podcast. There's something I want to moan about, but I really don't want to moan about it because I'm just going to come across as so boring. But it's
nothing to do with that roundabout you're painting again, is it?
I'm trying to stop myself from saying this.
Again, just paint it on the roundabout. You send a clear signal.
Tell you what. Let's let this episode of the Daily Takeaway just play out.
Oh, wow, this is pretty serious.
And I'll see if, by the end of it, I can have calmed myself down and not moan about it.
If you want to hear a fume that will put Richie's career on the very edge, make sure you listen to the end of this.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
We like to start a brand new week, nay a new month, by finding out what's been going on, not just in your lives, but everyone's lives. The Hometime family, so... Breaking news, get in touch now, 8, 12, 15, what's going on?
An email has just dropped. This is breaking news to me. It's not actually a surprise either. An email has dropped saying, it's time for your next eye test. With a slight insult in there saying, during our peak years, vision can play a key role in leading an active life. Yeah, all right, don't remind me.
Oh, is it like a Saga Holidays type vibe?
I'm getting to the stage around the office where I'll be walking down a corridor and someone might raise their hand or wave. Or I don't know who's waving at me.
Because you don't wear your glasses all the time. I just get a chain on them. Do you know what I mean? I think it's the next stage. They need to make glasses chains cool again. I'd see one of the Gallaghers wearing them. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Maybe you and I are the people to do it.
That's what we could do, take this kind of thing forwards. Weirdly enough, I've just had an email, and that's kind of my breaking news as well. We've just had an email from, someone crashed into our car on the street.
Yes.
So we've had our actual car in being repaired, and they've given us this incredible, like, temporary car in the meantime, which is way more high-tech and way nicer than our current car. I've had an email saying that the repairs are taking longer than expected, so which means we've got our temporary car for a bit longer.
That's a result.
It's a result, considering it's got this thing, and I still don't know how it works. It's got a camera that is above the car, and it shows you a view from above on the screen when you reverse parking, and I don't know how it's done.
Wow.
I don't know how it's done, which means I've got a bit more time to get to the bottom of my investigations, because I think it might be witchcraft. So that's what's going on for me. PP has been on, very apt name, because he says he's desperate for a wee, but he's still stuck on a Teams call.
Text here, I've just gone for a swim, having had a weekend of skinny dipping in Clacton. This swim, though, has been in my bathing suit.
I can't imagine. I've never skinny dipped in my entire life. I can't imagine what that's like. And I would say, if you're worried about stuff, it's probably not a good look if it's cold.
I've never skinny dipped, and if I was to make my skinny dip debut, I doubt it would be Clacton.
Yeah. Why? What's wrong with Clacton?
I'm imagining it's cold.
The worst thing is, you know, coming out of the water when you're standing on uneven ground, it makes you look like the creature from the Black Lagoon, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it's not a good look at all round. But hey, each their own with breaking news. Rob says chaos unfolds as warehouses with two forklifts, both running low on gas, with only one bottle remaining. Will they last until delivery on Wednesday? More to come. Hi to Bobby Jones, who's on holiday, and he sent in breaking news on Twitter saying that he's had three people in Venice today ask him if he's Pitbull. He does look like Pitbull, to be fair.
Yours, please, 8, 12, 15, get in touch. Anna is hanging on. Anna, what is your breaking news?
My breaking news is that I'm 46 years of age and I'm getting my first tattoo.
46, you've decided to get your first ever tattoo. What are you having, Anna? What are you having done?
Just a family one, just a little one on my wrist, just to start off with, to see how painful it is. And then I might get another one.
I'm tattoo curious, I'd have to say.
My, what tattoo would you get, Richie?
I don't know. I don't know just yet.
Arteta. Arteta on your arm.
Let's just hold on that one after yesterday, eh?
Yeah. I'm going to get an Everton tattoo next year. Well, my husband wants an Everton tattoo, but he's a bit nervous about it.
Up the toffees.
So we'll see how mine goes, and then he might get one up the toffees.
Look at you guys, a win at the weekend, and now you're getting tattoos and stuff.
It's amazing what a bit of positivity makes, isn't it? It really is.
So how has back to work gone today? A little check-in on you. It's 60 minutes. Breaking news, 8:12:15. Karen says, I've just agreed to have two kittens. Hope you are all well.
Oh, can we help name them? Oh, please.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Give us Bush and Richie is a great start.
There's a start.
Slightly narcissistic, but yeah, let us know if we can help. I mentioned earlier on that we're having repairs to our car at the minute, so they've emailed today, that's my breaking news, to say it's taking longer than expected. So we get to keep the super futuristic replacement car for a bit longer. And I was just saying there's this there's this camera on the roof. I don't know how it does it. It shows me a view when I'm doing bad parking of what the view looks like of my bad parking from above. Is it magic? Alex Goyer's been on, who's a motoring journalist, so he should know. He says, your camera from above sadly isn't magic, but a really wide angle lenses in strategic places to cover 360 degrees around the car. He says, it does mean you can give people the giant finger by popping your hand under the wing mirror whilst you're parking.
Oh, wow.
He sent a photo of it. It looks great.
Everyone knows what you're going to try the moment that you get home.
This honestly is right in my wheelhouse. James says, 16-day countdown to him and his missus going on a 22-day tour of Australia and New Zealand.
Wow.
Living the dream, these people, Judith Chalmers over there.
Didn't we update that?
I think we updated it.
Andy Peters.
Andy Peters over there.
Ronan and Jack have got in touch. They work at Garden World Landscapes. You may know that.
Oh, yeah, I've been down there. It's cool, yeah.
They say, today we have saved a baby rabbit from Skegness.
Oh, that's interesting. Saved a baby rabbit.
Yeah. So, first of all, are they saving it from Skegness? Is Skegness a dangerous place for rabbits? Or have they saved a baby rabbit in Skegness? And where is the rabbit from?
Maybe I was thinking of doing Butlins there. I have DJed there, and I think I can understand where they're coming from. But there's an animal theme to this, because, listen to this. Ruth says, we are welcoming two new ducks to our household tomorrow, called Yellow and Derek. Yellow and Derek.
See, Derek I can get for a duck. Derek the duck, but it's alliterative.
Maybe the other one's yellow.
Yellow duck, I don't get it.
Each to their own. And then Flip's been on. Apparently he's wearing his new commuter trousers from Costco. You need to get some.
Commuter trousers?
Commuter trousers. There's wow. So many questions after this one little feature.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio. Look, we hope you've had a good and lively weekend. Good to have everyone back and starting to head towards being normal in this final kind of week of school holidays. I managed to sneak in a solo trip to go and see my parents down in Devon in Exmouth over the weekend, which was lush to go and see Jerry and Nige. And do you know what? On the way back on the train yesterday, I saw something incredible at Exeter St David's. By the way, can I just say it's quite confusing that Exeter, which isn't a big place, has got two train stations. I don't think it needs a St Thomas and St David's. Who knew there were that many saints? Do you know what I mean? Anyway, the thing that I saw was incredible was, and I couldn't believe my eyes, it was actually a Penguin Books vending machine.
Incredible.
Very ornate and kind of almost Art Deco-like. Looked like it was from the 1900s or whatever. All kind of curved edges and everything. And in there, in the normal kind of curly-whirly things that you have that would hold like chocolate bars in the normal vending machine, they had like gorgeous little old-school Penguin books. So you can tap your card, you know, because sometimes you might get there and think, I haven't got anything to occupy me on the train. I ain't going to raw dog it. Buy yourself a book from a Penguin vending machine.
And what? It just drops out the little hole at the bottom like a chocolate bar would?
Yeah, you put your hand in there, pick up your book, get
amazing.
On the train, read your book.
Wow.
Train gets cancelled at Reading, like mine does. Sit at Reading for a while reading your book on the floor. But anyway, that's by the by. But it got me thinking about it. Bear in mind as well, just one other footnote to this. Just looking in there, Richard Osman's Thursday Murder Club.
Oh.
Of course, we had the guys from the film in on this show last week. But it's nice to see vending machines do something a little bit different from what we all are used to, which is either them being smashed to pieces by teenagers or having, like, sarnies or bottled water and all the kind of boring stuff in there. So I feel like there's an opportunity here for us to kind of maybe rethink the United Kingdom's vending machine strategy. So look, little question for everyone. What unusual thing would you like to see a vending machine dedicated to selling? Or, on top of that, if you've seen a weird vending machine?
Well, many years ago, Bournemouth Seafront used to have a pizza vending machine. They were hot pizzas. Hot pizzas that came out.
Really?
And I've never seen one anywhere else.
Bournemouth has got a lot of problems at the moment. Yeah. I feel like that could be, alleviated some of the stress
exactly.
in the community by getting a pizza vending machine on there.
But here's an idea of a fresh one that I would love, and I've not seen this anywhere. How about a sock vending machine?
So what if you've? What would be the situation that would make you want this, though?
I love...
You're coming to work forgetting to wear socks.
No, as a treat, like a chocolate bar would be. I love the sensation of putting on a brand new sock.
Okay.
A sock that has never been worn before. I think it's one of the greatest sensations is putting on a new sock. So if you're out and about and you think, I'm going to treat myself, I'm going to get a new sock.
That's good. I like that. I mean, there's quite a few situations I've had where I've got quite pointy toes, so my toe can go through the end of a sock during the course of a day.
I appreciate that for many people, actually, there'd be more practical reasons of why you might need a new sock.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, toe going through it
exactly.
Could be one of them. Do you know
yes.
what I mean? It's just a footnote to this. I was just saying, I can't believe how many different train stations Exeter's got. It's not a very big place. It's got St David's and St Thomas. Someone here has texted in to say there's also Exeter Central. That's three train stations.
Well, actually, there is claims here that it's got seven.
No.
Yes.
No, there's no chance. How does Exeter need seven stations?
Exeter St David's, Exeter Central, Exeter St Thomas, Pinhoe.
What?
Digby and Sowton.
That's two investigators, isn't it?
Newcourt. And then a brand new one opened in 2023, Marsh Barton.
Just as a side phone in then, right? Smallest place in the United Kingdom, you know, with the most amount of train stations. 8, 12, 15. But look, what we do want to know is what unusual thing would you like to see a vending machine dedicated to selling? Or if you've seen a weird vending machine, get in touch.
8, 12, 15 for yours. Kat says, when I was a kid, Harlow Swimming Pool had a hot chip vending machine. You'd finish swimming starving. The smell was incredible.
How does that even work? It's a bit like your pizza one from earlier on. I don't know how that works.
Exactly, because they've got a vending machine with, like, deep fat fries. In doesn't sound like a good idea.
I think that's how the pier in Western Supermare went. I think we're getting the message that Exeter has got too many train stations.
Can we have a moment as well for Pontefract? James in West Yorkshire says it's got Pontefract Monkhill, Pontefract Baghill and Pontefract Tanshelf, and it doesn't certainly need more than one.
Maybe we need a redistribution of the whole train station thing in the United Kingdom. There's probably other areas that are badly served by train stations. Could Pontefract, you know, go miss with one? You know
I think
mean?
It should share them out. Check out Dr. Beeching.
Is that a train gag, isn't it? It's a train gag.
It's a bit of old satire.
What we're asking, though, is what would you like to see? What unusual item would you like to see vending machines sell? Or have you seen an unusual vending machine? Tim has emailed to say, hi, guys, my wife is German. When we were visiting her family, we'd run out of sausages whilst having a barbecue on a Sunday. Surely everything's shut, he adds. No bother, says my brother-in-law. Pop out to the butcher's and go to the refrigerated meats vending machine. You can get sausages 24/7.
Ryan and East Kilbride, I think, has genuinely come up with an amazing idea. A bread and milk vending machine at all UK airport arrivals.
That is inspired.
Yeah, it is.
That's the best one we've had so far. We've got Darren on the line to tell us about an unusual vending machine. Darren, tell us all about it.
It's outside the village shop in Loddon, which is on the Norfolk Broads.
Okay.
And obviously, you go there, you put your couple of quid in, they've got a little tub of maggots come out so you could go fishing.
Sorry, are you telling us that there is, in Norfolk, there's a maggot vending machine?
There is, yeah, in Loddon.
Normally, with vending machines, you could choose a different bar of chocolate or you could choose a different cold drink. Are you telling me there's types of maggots?
Well, there are different types of maggots. There's ones called squats, which are little ones that you throw around your float, and they have coloured ones, but I don't think they have those in the vending machine.
The maggot vending machine in Loddon. But, like, can you choose the amount? Because, you know, if you go to the Costa one in a 24-hour garage, you can get a large or a small latte. How does that work with the maggots?
No, it's just one size.
A little bit of satire coming up here. Beware, everybody. I think we've all got maggot vending machines outside our houses now with food recycling bins, haven't we? Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
You just don't have to put any money in. Just pay your poll tax.
Oh, well, if you two want to start doing your own political comedy angle to this home time show, I'll hook you guys up. Ali from the Scottish Borders has just texted to say, your man was 100% about maggot vending machine in Loddon. The problem is, last time I was there, it was out of order. Where can a good man get maggots these days, he adds. 8, 12, 15 for anything else on that.
Now, previously on Absolute Radio is a chance for us to look back on some of the stuff that you might not have been aware of that wasn't centred around maggots, like this from Saturday morning on the John Richardson Show with his guest, Kerry Godliman.
I went to a secret gig last week that I'm going to tell you about, so it's not that big a secret.
Okay, well, that's already good. You've already failed.
I went to a Spinal Tap gig at Stonehenge and they had lots of special guests.
You never...
I did.
That blew my mind when you went to Stonehenge,
deal,
that you're not allowed to touch the henge.
No,
Castle Ridge Stone Circle, same age, you can wander right up to it. You can lick it if you want. It's just there in a field.
I should have licked it.
Go to...
Oh, it's close enough.
Do you know, weirdly enough, we were looking through some old family photos when I was back home at my parents' at the weekend. And there's a photo, we went to Stonehenge when I was a kid. And back in the day, you could get really close to Stonehenge. Now you're miles away.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, the game's gone in terms of looking at that kind of stuff. The John Richardson Show is back this coming Saturday morning on Absolute Radio from 8 right here on this radio station. If you want to catch up with the previous shows, it is fantastic. Check it out now on the Rayo app.
Absolute Radio, the Daily Takeaway.
Another great idea. This is from Saffron, who says, a wine vending machine is the dream for Sunday evenings when everything is shut.
Oh, yeah, get one for the munchies as well. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool. This person doesn't leave the name, but it's a great suggestion. I'd love to see a vending machine that dispenses hot buttered toast. Sometimes you just want it.
Helen, you've got an idea.
To have a vending machine that sells umbrellas, so when you get off the train, because I always leave mine on the train.
Oh, wow, so you're a serial umbrella loser.
Absolutely, all the time.
Helen, I think this is a good opportunity for me to once again remind the nation that I have tried to launch an umbrella sharing app. Much like Tinder or that kind of stuff, the chance to match up with other people that have got umbrellas and have got room underneath theirs. What do you reckon?
I reckon that would be really good, yes.
You could say umbrella and chill. Would that be the phrase? What are you doing? What are you doing? What's going on in the background, Helen?
I work in a factory in Sailor Bridge. We make plastic.
Plastic what, though? Just plastic in general?
Plastic everything. We make everything. Boxes, baskets,
umbrellas?
No.
You've got the opportunity, though. Helen, you've got a great idea here. You have the opportunity to make this a reality based on where you work.
Well, yeah.
Can you have a word with the boss?
I'll have to run it by the boss, yeah.
Well, can you come back to us tomorrow, let's say 6 o'clock?
Yeah, I'll let you know.
Carl says you guys have sent me down a rabbit hole now, and he sent a little article, which is some vending machines you won't believe exist. And apparently these are true around the world. A live crab vending machine in China, caviar vending machine in Los Angeles, and a lettuce vending machine in Japan. Just to name but a few. Apparently this is a list of 24 vending machines you won't believe existed.
A lettuce vending machine. Are they vending a full lettuce or just ripped off leaves?
I don't know. I would say it's the tip of the iceberg. That's back at you earlier on for your recycling bin. A bit of political comedy. Ben Elton over there. Huh?
Food recycling bins is hardly Ben Elton.
Well, you haven't heard him recently.
Right, we're talking endangered clothing next. I'll explain why soon.
Absolute Radio. Absolute Radio. The Daily Takeaway.
1st of September, strange old week this. Schools slowly going back on various different days. My lad Rocco off into year three now. He's 7. And because it's now year three, I found out today he's got to wear a tie.
Oh, my words. A tie.
A tie. But let's just stop for a second. He's 7.
It does seem pretty Hogwartsy to make him wear a tie. Do you know what I mean?
I've been thinking about it all day. It's really weird, right? And maybe I've overthought this and I've gone down a bit of a rabbit hole. But even the Prime Minister doesn't really wear ties these days, and that's sort of like the highest office of the country. Think, when did you last wear a tie?
Court.
Oh, I forgot about that. Let's not ask too much about it.
I was cleared, mate. No, it's a good point. I think you only literally wear them for, like, weddings or something. But I wouldn't know how to show someone to put a tie on.
No, I know.
Who taught me? I don't even know who taught me. But it's one of those things where it's the opposite. You're on opposite sides. It's like a mirror.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you're going to have to teach him to, like, is it not string it up? What do you call it? Lace
tie
up?
Tie it up.
You're going to teach
you
him how to...
You tie a tie up, don't you? You don't string a tie up.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very good point. Maybe that's where I was going wrong.
Yeah. But the court day was fine, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Clear, mate.
It's strange. I honestly reckon, aside from like wearing it for school, I reckon the tie is on the verge of extinction. And I think what we need to do is put together, much like they do for like the likes of the panda and the warthog and stuff like that, we should have an endangered clothing list.
That's a good point, because like people were walking around, I imagine, with bow ties on for a bit, but you don't see them anymore.
No,
do you know what I mean?
Exactly. So straight on there is the tie. Would you like to add an item of clothing to the Hometime endangered clothing list?
I'm going to go for trainer socks.
Trainer socks.
You know them little socks that you can get that make it look like you haven't got socks on, but you actually have got socks on? And yeah. I feel like the fashion now is to have a kind of like a Puma sock or a Nike sock pulled quite high above the calf. And it's exactly what Richie's got on
there
right
go.
Now.
There you go.
So I feel like that is the fashion, and I believe the bell might be tolling for the trainer sock.
So straight on there. We've got the tie, we've got the trainer sock. What other clothes would you like to put on the endangered clothing list? I reckon the tie must surely be on the way out soon. I'm stunned that my seven-year-old is having to wear a tie in the new year of school this year.
Can I also put the gilet on watch as well? I think it had its moment in the sun maybe a few years back, but I think gilets might be on the way out as well.
Now, you see, I'm going to fight you back on this one. I think there is still room for the gilet. I'm a believer in the gilet, but it's only for sort of like a small period between like autumn and winter.
It's says Chelsea fan to me. Gilet says Chelsea fan.
Now that takes a hit. I might have to relook at things if that's how you think about it.
That'll be going through your head next time you put yours on.
I'm not sure whether I consider this clothing. Julie in Staffordshire says, surely the reusable cotton handkerchief. There's no need for that sort of nonsense anymore.
Well, I mean, if you want to signal that you're surrendering, great. Otherwise, I don't think you need it. Mike in Lincoln says, three-quarter length trousers stroke shorts. That's good. I think the days are behind them, unfortunately.
They've gone. Lauren would like to put forward baggy underwear for men. And indeed women, actually, she says here. Men who wear checked loose boxers. Yuck.
Are they not a thing anymore?
Apparently not.
The game's gone for them. No comment. He says, making a note.
Are they not anything anymore?
Not a thing anymore. Tina in the West Midlands says, endangered clothing, stockings and suspenders.
Right,
leave that on there.
See if Mike can bring it back on track. You've got an item, Mike?
Well, I think it's already endangered. I was thinking the cravat.
Cravat. So our producer, Harry, who's a lot younger than us, just asked the question a minute ago, what's a cravat? Can you try and explain to anyone who doesn't know what it is, Mike?
It's kind of like a scarf. It's like a tie, but it's more of a scarf you wear under a shirt.
Yeah, it's sort of like something from the war years.
Now, I'm going to give... I think there will still be sartorial gentlemen and indeed ladies that would wear a cravat. Now, I'm going to give him a right to reply on the breakfast show tomorrow morning. I reckon that Dave Berry would still every now and then wear a cravat.
He does have that kind of look. He's kind of like a North London Great Gatsby. Isn't he?
He is, yes.
He is, and he's got style. If you and I tried to wear that kind of clobber, we wouldn't get out of the tube station,
and
would we?
And indeed, Mike, I would suggest. Okay, let's put the cravat on watch.
Cool.
Good to have you by, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Anything else? Let us know. You can text us 8 12 15.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Okay, well, there's the show, folks. So it would be remiss of us to let this episode disappear into the ether without coming back to the big blockbuster thing that Richie was teasing at the start of this podcast about getting something finally off his chest. Do you know what it reminded me of? You know when the News of the World was a thing and you have someone coming on the telly going, in this week's News of the World, I'm going to tell you my story and set the record straight.
Okay, that's it. I'll do it.
Go on, then.
At the end of this Daily Takeaway podcast, I'm going to tell you about how I had some fruit turn up in my supermarket delivery yesterday, and it had a best before date of the next morning.
Well, you were teasing it forward, but we're now at the point, so that doesn't work. But the whole thing, I mentioned this to you before, that we had a chicken that we got on our delivery thing, and the best before date was the next day.
It's just ridiculous.
You're gonna have, did you tell them? The only way you can do it now is actually tweet them.
Because they flee so quickly, taking it all in, and then you're putting stuff away in the fridge, and I'm suddenly like, this punnet of strawberries goes out of date tomorrow.
First world problems, huh?